There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Invited to join us here on this live Sunday edition of the program. With you tonight, you've got Ian
and Mark,
and the toll-free number for you, 855-453. Coming up, the 10 most ridiculous gotchas in the New York BitLicense application. Again, though, you can comment on anything you want to discuss, 855-453. Let's go to the phones and your calls and thoughts. Dana is on the line in Grand Rapids, listening to WTKG. Hello, Dana.
Hi, guys. Hey, Ian, I have a couple questions for you. You were talking before the break about regulation against, you know, like Bitcoin, for example, and Uber. You mentioned mm-hmm. those two specifically. My two questions to you is, shame on you, Ian, if they don't regulate it, how... wait a minute. I'm going to get there. Shame on you, Ian. If they don't regulate that stuff, how will they control us? And then the next question is, how are they going to pay back all those big donators like unions with the cab companies if they don't heavily regulate us?
Yeah, well, obviously they don't like the idea that you'll have more freedom, so they want to try to regulate those things. But with something like Bitcoin, it's out of their hands. They basically can't regulate Bitcoin. New York's trying, and what they're doing ultimately is they're going to regulate the Bitcoin businesses that are based in New York, specifically the exchange-type businesses, as I understand it. And so that's just simply driving them out. But they can't actually regulate Bitcoin. New York cannot take control of Bitcoin. They are completely unable to shut it down. They can't force their way upon Bitcoin itself. Bitcoin is essentially, it's a currency and it's a financial network, and it is completely insulated from government regulation and government attack, which is, of course, what makes one of the things that makes Bitcoin super awesome. Dana, other thoughts? Go ahead.
You know, of course, you know I was being facetious.
Yes,
it's
clearly.
I guess my only last parting thought would be the next time anyone needs a cab, call Uber.
Thanks, Dana. Appreciate it. I've had good experience with the Uber. I've never tried Lyft. Never tried Sidecar. But Uber I've gone on twice. When we were in Austin, we took an Uber a couple of times.
Yeah.
And it's great.
The times I've used it, it's been fine.
They get that thing where you can refer people and get free rides. So
that's cool.
Yeah, out of nowhere. I must have shared my referral link back in Austin, which would have been 3 months ago or something like that. I think it was the only time I shared the link that they give you when you sign up for Uber. Like, hey, you share this link, and anybody that gets, you know, signs up for Uber, you'll get a free $20 credit or something like that. And in my email the other day, literally last week, bing, you know, you got something from Uber, free ride. Somebody signed up with your code, which, you know, they don't do that with their traditional cab companies.
They certainly won't. I guess the worst thing about Uber for me was there was a time in New York City when I couldn't get my, it was cloudy, and I couldn't get my phone to sort of...
to know where you were.
Yeah, the GPS just kept floating all over the place, and...
I think there's a way around that. I think you can actually, like... select the spot, like if you knew where you were on the map, that you could somehow select that place. It's like, I will be here, right? Like, so let's say you're in a meeting, and like, even if your GPS is working right, I think you can do this. Maybe if you're more familiar, you can call and correct me if I'm wrong. But let's say you're in a meeting and you're down the street from where you want to get picked up later, and you want to schedule, you know, for 10 minutes or whatever, you can tell them, I'm going to be at this location, and they'll meet
you there.
At that
time.
I think. I could be wrong about that.
Yeah, I'm sure you could. I just...
if not, that sounds like it'd be relatively easy to program into to that system.
They should do that.
So, share your thoughts here, 855-453. We're talking about technology and innovation, and Bitcoin is certainly... at the top of the field of technology and innovation these days. Now, there's actually something going on behind the scenes sort of in the Bitcoin world right now that is relatively controversial, and maybe we'll talk more about that once we get a better handle on exactly what it is, but there's sort of a division between some of the Bitcoin programmers about the future of Bitcoin and what it's going to look like. And the people are taking sides in this very important decision that will ultimately come to a head, apparently, within the next several months. So we'll keep you in the loop on that. It's called a Bitcoin fork, as they call it in the business. And we can tell you
more
about that.
It's a big forking deal.
Yeah, as it sure is, as it develops. But Bitcoin rolls on unaffected at the moment, and although the price is down a little bit, which may have something to do with the news about this fork. Or maybe. You know, you never know what's going to bring the price up or the price down. But I can tell you one thing's for sure. It's this Bit license in New York is driving Bitcoin businesses the hell out of the state. Here's the story from DinBits.com. On June 3rd, the New York Department of Financial Services issued its final virtual currency license rule, a.k.a. the Bit license, after nearly 2 years of debate and feedback. August 8th. Ended the 45-day grace period allotted for operations related to transactions involving any form of digital currency to operate without a license. The license, the so-called Bit license, is required for any individual or business to conduct any form of business activity with New York State or a resident of or business within the jurisdiction of the state of New York, in the state of New York, from any other state in the United States, or from any other country in the world, as defined by the regulations of whatever, in full effect of August 9th as of this year. So actually, it sounds like it's even more wide-cutting than I thought. It's saying that any business, any individual conducting any form of business within New York State regarding Bitcoin. Maybe it's much worse than we previously believed, Mark, but...
What do you mean? I thought that it was terrible for people inside of the state of New York.
I had thought it was going to only be targeting the exchanges. I thought it was only a select group of Bitcoin businesses. It was my understanding that the previous discussions had said that if you were, let's say, a retailer who was accepting Bitcoin at your point of sale, that this Bit license would not be required for that. Now, I haven't read the regulations. That's just the summary from DinBits.com. So maybe they got it wrong or whatever, but it sounds worse now than what it was originally pitched as being the last time we talked about this on the show. So keep that in mind. The application is 31
pages.
It's like
you need a license to accept. Do you need a license to accept Canadian currency in your business
No.
if you're in New York? Do you need a license to accept U.S. currency? Do you need a license to accept euros? The idea that the state of New York says that you've got to have a license to accept Bitcoin is reprehensible.
If that's what it says. We'll see if we can verify that claim here by DinBits, but they do have the 31-page long application, which requires additional documents, some that will accrue additional costs, and must be completed in its entirety at the risk of forfeiture of the $5,000 required application fee. How many people can afford a $5,000 fee just to apply to get a license? Now, remember, after you've paid that $5,000 fee, they can come back to you and say, here on page 30, paragraph C, section 2, you didn't initial that. Application denied. You're free to try again for another $5,000 application fee. You think I'm joking? They certainly can do things like that.
They do things like that. I mean, they shouldn't, but, you know, this is the problem with these licenses.
Incomplete applications are returned with an itemized list of necessary documents and or materials required to be considered a complete application. What will not be returned is the 5,000 smackers. Most of us have heard about this legendary non-refundable $5,000 application fee, but that's nothing compared to the other hidden gems in this document. Here are the real gotchas, David Letterman style. The 10 most ridiculous gotchas in the New York Bit license application. Number 10, the $5,000 non-refundable fee. This one's out of reach for a lot of startups.
Yeah.
But it's a bad joke because this is really the least of their worries, being one of the less expensive things about the Bit license. Number 9, 15 years worth of work history is required. What about people who are independently wealthy and haven't done a damn thing for somebody else in 15 years?
Yeah, I don't think that's a problem. I think you can just say, you know, hey, I wasn't doing anything.
Uh-huh. Do you think that'll get you approved?
I don't think it'll... Look, my experience in these things is they just want you to put things on the lines.
Well, this isn't your average license application, Mark. This is a new license that they are likely going to be paying close attention to. This isn't just going to be something where some bureaucrat is shuffling papers.
I'm still more worried about the $5,000.
What about people who've only worked for 7.5 years? Almost as ridiculous as Big Brother.
Write down high school and college on it.
Number 8, permission to contact every company you've ever worked for. Yep, including the McDonald's manager where you may have worked in high school. Let's hope you didn't upset him. He might still be there. There's also a Kiss Your Privacy Goodbye form that must be signed, stating that the New York Department of Financial Services can go ask any question that they want to and acquire every juicy detail about any position you held at any company for the last 15 years. We will get to the other 7 most ridiculous things in the BitLicense application for New York State coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
This message is for home intruders, the cowards who break into people's homes to steal their hard-earned property, criminals who shatter lives and rob people of their privacy and security. Listen very carefully. We're the home security experts at LiveWatch, and we're taking you down. Because we're letting everyone try our newest home security system for 1 full year in their home. To take advantage of this amazing offer, call now, 1-800-670-9259. LiveWatch has been helping protect homes for years, and we've learned the secrets that intruders like you don't want people to know. Criminals, it's time for you to be afraid, because every person who calls will be protected against cowards like you. To the criminals listening, we're taking you down. To those who want to help protect their homes, call the security experts to try the LiveWatch security system. There are no long-term contracts, and if you're not completely satisfied, you can cancel at any time. Try LiveWatch now by calling 1-800-670-9259. That's 1-800-670-9259.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and Body Extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
As New York State prepares to strangle what few Bitcoin businesses remain there, we're going over the 10 most ridiculous gotchas in the New York BitLicense application. This thing just went into effect on August 9th after a 45-day grace period for people who are doing transactions with Bitcoin. And I'd like to know more about to whom this license applies, because it's 30-something pages, 31 pages, according to dinbits.com. We're going to tell you more about it here in just a moment. I also want to let you know, if you're interested in Bitcoin, whether you are a beginner or an expert, Bitcoinist.net is the ultimate resource for Bitcoin industry news, reviews, education, and the latest in the cryptocurrency ecosystem. Their website, Bitcoinist.net, integrates a community forum, breaking Bitcoin and digital currency news. They've got fintech and blockchain tech news as well, and a very sophisticated Bitcoin network statistics, a solid beginner's guide to Bitcoin, and more. Bitcoinist's platform serves the need of everyone who's looking to keep up with Bitcoin and digital currencies, from beginners to experts. Go to Bitcoinist.net. That's Bitcoinist.net. As we continue here, this is an example of what these poor bastards who are staying in New York are going to have to deal with if they want to do business in Bitcoin. The 10 most ridiculous gotchas in the 31-page-long BitLicense application. Number 7. After, I'll recap real brief. Number 10, the $5,000 non-refundable application fee, 15 years worth of work history, and permission to contact every company you've ever worked for. Number 7, 10 years worth of records from the courts in every county in which you've ever lived. Not just your records, all of them. Every single scrap of court records in every county you've ever lived, including federal, state, and local. All court records for a decade if you waltz through the county for any period of time. Number 6, audited financials. Across the board, audited financials, some certified for owners, affiliates, shareholding companies, board members, and anyone who mentions your company name. Okay, perhaps not that last part. This can cost $10,000, $20,000 or more. Even a startup company is looking at about $5,000 realistically for these audited financials that they require.
Yeah, sometimes the government will have some piece of paper they want from you, and this piece of paper, because you have to have it, the price goes up. Because the companies know that you have to have it, so they charge a lot of money for it. When I had to build my house, I had to have a site plan, was the terminology for it. And, they also want to upsell you for, other things beyond that. It can be costly for these kind of things.
Here's a good one, Mark. Number 5, you must predict the future. For number 5, you're going to need Doc Brown's magic hat. You'll have to provide any contract you're engaged in or any contract you will be engaged in, that being in the future tense.
See, I think that they're getting silly on these things. Obviously, you can only provide the contracts that you might sign in the relatively near future.
Well, yes, you know what they mean, says the article at dinmits.com, but it's still ridiculous. Number 4, paw prints, deeper scoping, and wait for it, selfies. As if all of the aforementioned crap is not enough, get ready to shell out a few more $1,000 for background checks by licensed PI firms only. Across the board, fingerprints, and you need to include a 2x2-inch selfie. Say cheese. Need a soothing ointment yet? Hold on. It gets worse. Ready for number 3?
I'm ready.
All of this crap for your kiddos, too. Indeed. In fact, go ahead and bring the fam. All beneficiaries are also subject to this intrusive scrutiny and have to supply a good portion of the same information that a principal shareholder does. So if your kid's been bad, be forewarned. You might just find out exactly how bad. So imagine having to give up information about your son to the New York Department of Financial Services just to get their approval to do business.
Yeah, that's disturbing.
Number 2. On this list of 10 things, the secret surety bond. Yes, folks, there's a hidden fee. Shocker there. It's a surety bond that has to be in existence, but here's the swift kick in the groin. They do not tell you how much. This is decided later on and at the discretion of the Department of Financial Services. So be prepared to bribe some officials, because it may be the only way in. This is utterly ridiculous. After all is said and done, they can just pronounce a $1 million surety bond on you if they wish, just to prove that you're broke if they haven't forced you into bankruptcy already. So when you're looking at this application, which is ridiculous, 31 pages with all these requirements, you try to figure out, right, when you go through these government legal processes, it's good to know in advance what you're going to be paying. Right, because if you can shoulder it, then maybe you can get through this and you can be semi-free enough to be able to do business. And I'm not just talking about Bitcoin. I'm talking about anything, whether you're applying for an FCC license to broadcast or whatever government permit or license these people are demanding of you to be able to do your business. It's nice to be able to calculate in advance what to expect. Can I even afford to get through this process? Well, in this situation, even if you can afford the $5,000 fee and you can afford the thousands for the private security background checks and all of that, let's say you can afford the $25,000, $30,000, $40,000 that this might cost simply to apply. Well, then, after they've gotten through the application, that's when they come back to you and tell you if they need a surety bond, and if so, how much it will cost.
Yeah, and remember what a license is. A license is the government taking away one of your rights and then selling it back to you. In this case, they're selling it rather dearly. But, you know, the government of the state of New York has no business telling you whether or not you can do business in Bitcoin. They have no business doing that. You should survive or fail based on your abilities to supply your customers with what they want. I'm not talking about too big to fail here. I'm talking about the government should have been involved in these banks in the first place. You know, you can blame the financial collapse on deregulation if that's what you want to do, but it wasn't real deregulation. It's crony capitalism deregulation, the kind where, you know, some politicians, to curry favor with donors, remove some unpleasant regulations and then leave the regulations for the little people like us in place.
So the number one thing on the list, kind of a weak one, that is that they don't accept Bitcoin for the application. And so the article goes on to complain that, you know, how dare they not accept Bitcoin for the application fee.
Whatever.
Have they learned anything during this BitLicense process? Oh, yes, they did. They learned how to make it appear as if they're helping the little guys, startups, while making it impossible and out of the reach for any of them. Except Coinbase, of course, being that they still say they're a startup, a $75 million startup, but a startup nonetheless. Even if a startup did manage to scrape through this process, its owners limping along in the aftermath of the grueling spanking of intrusive requirements and financial squeeze, there's still the ultimate veto power of the surety bond. The New York Department of Financial Services examiner of your application might just be in a bad mood the day that he or she reviews your application and just slaps you with a nice fat whopper. With less than perfect credit commanding a 15% payment of the total surety bond, the
$150,000.
The New York Department of Financial Services can just finish you off. That is, if the application process doesn't kick your butt in the first place. Incredible. And you want to talk about a system that will allow for favoritism? Somebody applies, they get the license with a relatively low surety bond, and then their competition, who's not as politically connected, signs up. Oh, all of a sudden it's a $2 million surety bond for your business. Just arbitrary, according to the bureaucrats. There's no rules, apparently, as to how they get applied. So you know it'll be applied politically favorably. More coming up.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year. Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. What does it take to do business with Bitcoin now if you're in New York State? And to whom does this apply? The story, we're talking about the BitLicense, the story we had shared with you, the 10 most ridiculous requirements in the New York BitLicense application. And the way they make it sound is that this is going to apply to anyone doing any business with Bitcoin. I had originally thought this was only going to apply to people who are doing exchange kind of activities, like Bitcoin exchanges, people who are helping others trade Bitcoin on a marketplace, for instance. But maybe that's not the case. I was digging around, Mark, trying to find out more about who is required to do this. I've still yet to really I looked on the state's website, and of course that's almost impossible to figure anything out from. So if you know more,
the customer service stinks because you know they don't have to provide good customer service.
If you know more about this BitLicense, you want to share it with us, you're welcome to join us. Just kind of explaining this on how difficult it is to do business in New York, and it's not just the Bitcoin industry. I mean, anybody that's lived in New York knows the regulations there are oppressive. It is an incredibly unfree place. It is the 50th, the most unfree place in the United States, number 50 out of 50 on the rankings of state economic freedom.
Right. The Mercatus Center's Freedom in the 50 States ranks New York to be the least free state.
Exactly. So we'll tell you a little bit more about why people are leaving New York here. You can share your thoughts toll free at 855-450-FREE. Also, Skype in the show. Username's lrn.fm. It is the live Sunday edition of the program. And if you care about your privacy while you're online, you need ProXPN. It's a virtual private network. They encrypt your online data, which means your internet service provider doesn't know what you're doing anymore once you get with ProXPN. And you can start for free over at ProXPN.com, but you're going to need code FTL50 when you get signed up for their premium account to get some unlimited bandwidth, the ability to privately torrent and access websites that you normally couldn't access from where you live. Very handy features. And it's available for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, plus there's Linux support. They offer OpenVPN, which is the gold standard of network encryption. You'll save 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of your account when you buy an annual account with code FTL50. That can mean it's cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. Go to proxpn.com and use code FTL50. Take back the privacy that is your right. That's code FTL50 at proxpn.com. Let's go to Chris. He is calling from somewhere. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris.
Hey, good evening, guys. This is Chris from the welfare state of Connecticut.
Oh, all right. Welcome, sir. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yes, it is a dead zone. At any rate, I had to call in even though I'm working, doing a four-wheel disc job in my truck right now. I just couldn't resist. This bit license ridiculum that I'm hearing about from you guys right here.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Well, it's pretty typical of New York, and obviously this is going to weed out all but the richest, most connected bunches of people that want to deal in Bitcoin exchanges in the future.
Yep.
You know, you have to have connections to be able to get through this and a lot of money to waste. And it is kind of interesting. A couple months ago on NPR, of all places, I did hear that Goldman Sachs, big New York Washington bank, is getting involved in Bitcoin through a shell company, basically. They dumped $50 million in recently into a startup, like an exchange. So, of course, a bank like Goldman Sachs, who has agents running in and out of Washington and in the presidential administrations, they're easily going to get through this, but it's going to drive out mom and pop like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're talking
about... That's what regulations are about, driving out the little guys so the big guys can do their thing.
Well, we know that, but unfortunately a lot of liberals, if you want to call them that, in this country don't realize that. And I guess neocon Republicans as well, they love the regulation in different aspects also.
Yeah, for whatever reason, people buy the line that politicians, you know, rich, wealthy people that are, doing the bidding of lobbyists or that lobbyists that you didn't pay are somehow doing the work that protects you.
Yeah, they're saving us from ourselves, but obviously this is just complete totalitarianism. It's disgusting. And those people involved in this, you guys should be proud that you're at the level of like Nazi Germans at this point. You're complete fascists. You're complete scum. And that is, again, Chris in welfare state of Connecticut calling in. Just to tell you guys that you guys are scum, New York. I hate you, and I'll never spend a time there in your state again. Take care, guys. Good evening.
Thanks for the passion, Chris. I appreciate hearing from you. And hopefully New Hampshire will serve as the counter example to New York. Of course, here in New Hampshire, we've got a lively Bitcoin universe, if you will. There are a lot of Bitcoin entrepreneurs that are here. The guys who created the Lamassu Bitcoin vending machine are based in Manchester. There are businesses across the state who are accepting Bitcoin. There's a corner news store right here on Main Street in Keene. There's even now a Main Street store in a nearby town that's accepting it. So little mom-and-pop businesses are taking it, and we're seeing a lot of the Bitcoin, some of the Bitcoin movers and shakers are actually here in New Hampshire. So we've seen proposals just in the last year. There was a proposal, it didn't go through, but it's, I think, going to a study committee, if I'm recalling correctly. There was one proposal to have the state of New Hampshire officially begin to accept Bitcoin for taxes and fees. So, you know, if that actually were to happen,
it'd be unusual.
It would be something that, in some people's eyes, would legitimize Bitcoin. Now, there's an argument against it, like, well, you know, we don't want the state to accept Bitcoin, that'll somehow ruin Bitcoin. I don't think that's a very strong argument. I think that I actually testified in favor of this particular piece of legislation. Our own Daryl W. Perry was the only person who testified against it. But overall, the Bitcoin community seemed very supportive of the idea of New Hampshire's government officially accepting Bitcoin. And that would be a big change for them, which one of the reasons to oppose it would be that there could be costs involved in that transition, right, to whatever the bureaucracy would have to do to accept Bitcoin.
It increases the size of government bureaucracy.
It could involve costs. But there was one company that came in that said that they would be willing, like a payment process. Processor, kind of like one of the BitPays or the Coinbases. There's actually one that's based here in New Hampshire, I think, called ZifterCoin, if I recall, or maybe ZiftPay or ZifterPay or something. Anyway, they came in and said, look, if you choose us as your payment processor, we'll come in, we'll do all this, we'll do the training, we'll do it all for free. So they made it look like there would be next to zero cost.
It seems like more options on how to pay is better for the people that are paying, whether they, whether you ask for these services or not.
And, part of the interesting part about this process, Mark, is the learning curve that these politicians will have to go through in order to even grasp what Bitcoin is in order to be able to vote on this thing. Now, again, I think it was sent to a study committee, if I'm recalling correctly. Please correct me if I'm wrong on this. But it was interesting watching the hearings. I was there for these things. There was recordings of them. If you go and search freekeen.com for, like, Bitcoin hearing or something like Bitcoin and Concord, maybe those will come up. And it was interesting, the chairman of what was essentially the banking committee, so they've got the state house, each committee has different members on it, and so there's the banking commerce committee.
Sure.
This guy kept calling it BitCon. Like, even though he'd been corrected a number of times throughout the long, hours-long hearing.
He was doing it on purpose?
No, I don't think it was on purpose. I think he's just, an older guy, and he just kept saying,
figure it out.
BitCon, maybe he just didn't see the I or something like that in the word, so.
Well, I mean, BitCon could certainly be an insulting thing to call Bitcoin, right?
Yeah, I see where you're coming from there. It seemed like a genuine mistake, Mark, but you may be right. Maybe it was a real subtle.
So he was corrected several times and just kept calling it a con over and over again.
Yeah, it seemed genuine to me. I don't feel like he was jabbing, but,
whatever.
You could be right about that. Anyway, it's interesting to watch them. And some of them have a genuine interest, Some of them are already involved in Bitcoin here in New Hampshire. We actually have state representatives who accept Bitcoin.
Sure.
And who are interested in Bitcoin. I don't know if that's true in New York State. I doubt it.
I can't imagine.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And so I think that, I hope that New Hampshire becomes this shining beacon of Bitcoin liberty compared to New York. Because
I'd love to see
that,
too.
Then we can attract businesses here that are Bitcoin friendly.
I'd love to see that, too. But, New Hampshire doesn't even have cities with the highest use of Bitcoin. I mean, there's places all around the world that
Mark, if you look at the list of, there was like a top 10 that came out several months ago about what are the most concentrated Bitcoin using cities, what cities have the most places you can go per capita to use Bitcoin, and how many have the Bitcoin vending machines and ATMs. San Francisco was listed as number one on that list, but when I did the math, Keene beat San Francisco. There's more coming up here in moments, and you can join us here with your thoughts at 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now, don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress, Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting, non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio waves toll free. 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-3733. Join us on Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. And if you want to help support Free Talk Live, you like what we're doing here on the airwaves every night, seven nights a week live, you can get behind the show by becoming an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com, amp.freetalklive.com. You go there, get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal, or you can use Visa or MasterCard there. And it's $5 a month. We'll take that money in and invest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations. We've got over 150. We could be on 300. It's possible. You just need more money to do the marketing of
this. It's really just about that.
So there's that. And then there's also we can get on more internet connections by doing internet outreach and spread our satellite signal as well. So go and learn more at AMP and get signed up, get the perks. AMP.freetalklive.com. AMP.freetalklive.com. Eric is in Ohio. Coming up, we'll talk about the real cost of applying for one of these bit licenses in New York. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
How's it going, guys?
Hi, Eric. You're on the air. Go ahead.
I just wanted to touch on something. I'd seen a Facebook group that was I can't remember the name exactly, but it was in reference to Uber. I'd seen one of their posts. They were advocating at first, free market principles against the cabs, ganging up to try and regulate Uber. So I started following the page. As time went on, they started to advocating for the option to add a tip in the app, which I was fine with. Advocating for that is fine. But then they started recommending to drivers, if someone doesn't tip you, to give them a one-star rating and eventually you won't get picked up.
With my understanding, with Uber, tipping was not required.
Yeah, but the drivers give a rating to people, right?
Yeah, they give a rating. They were comparing it to Lyft. Lyft has an option in the app to tip the driver. Mm-hmm. And they were, you know, they laid out their math, and you're saying, you know, it's not worth it. We're not making enough money. You know, add a tip option. Uber addressed it and said, no, there's no need to tip. So their way of combating that was any rider that does not tip you, give them a 1-star rating. So
I'm confused. I thought there is no way to tip in the Uber app. Did they add that or did they not?
Ian, they didn't add it. And
so how
now
are you supposed to tip
this
the driver?
Facebook group is advocating that if somebody doesn't tip beyond what the app says,
but you can't tip.
Yes, you can. You can hand money from your hand to the driver.
But normally with Uber, you're paying with the app. You're paying with a credit card.
But they want you to come out of your pocket with money and give it to the driver. And if you don't, they advocate that the driver give you a 1-star rating in order to make sure that no other driver wants to pick you up in the future.
Isn't the way to fight that to give the driver a 1-star rating if he rates you 1-star?
You don't see your own Uber rating, so you won't know if you're rated lower.
Has this actually been happening, or is this just a thread on the internet that people are speculating and saying they're going to do it?
There were people that claimed to be drivers that were commenting and saying that they were doing it. I saw an article the other day, but it was actually a very large publication, and it addressed that point. You know, why you might not have a perfect rating and why, you know, you might not be getting Uber rides is because the drivers are giving you 1-star because you didn't pull cash out of your pocket.
So wait, with Uber, you can't even see your total star rating, or you can't see individual ratings given by drivers?
It's difficult to see your cumulative rating. You basically have to request it from them.
Huh. I don't
profile and see it.
I don't know how widespread this is going to end up, right? I mean, this may be just a minority of Uber drivers who are the kind of people who are trying to organize Uber into,
well, they're
like,
also never going to get you as a passenger again at that point because you're a 1-star rating. They won't even necessarily know who you are. Like, they're kind of messing up the system to their own detriment. Now, some of them are likely to be cycling out because they're not happy with the pay they're getting, but where are they going to go?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I wouldn't be too worried about this unless people start having experiences trying to use the app but being unable to get a driver to actually pick them up and then wondering why that is.
This is really more of Uber's problem than the riders.
It just, you know, it feels to me like your standard Uber driver is not going to be expecting a tip, because that's sort of the rules with Uber, is that you're not supposed to tip the driver. There's no mechanism for that. And, you know, the drivers are making, what, 80%, I think?
80%, yeah.
Yeah, so I just feel like this is just some uppity Uber drivers on the internet, and this isn't going to turn into anything big. But it is worth, I think, mentioning. And, Eric, anything else you want to share tonight?
Well, I was just going to say, I've asked a few of the Uber drivers I've had, and none of them have heard of it, except for one, and he said he thought it was ridiculous. He said he made good money. You know, he's not sitting in a suburb on, you know, a Sunday afternoon.
There's a certain portion of Uber drivers, we've read stories about this on the air, there's a certain portion of them, and I don't know what the 5% or something like that, there's not very many of them, I suspect, that they want to organize the Uber drivers into some kind of a union. They want to turn Uber into an employer instead of an independent contract organization, which is the current deal that the drivers have, is you're an independent contractor, you work at your pleasure, you log into the app when you're wanting to go to work. We don't tell you when to show up like we would tell an employee. You're not using company cars. You're using your own car, as an independent contractor would do. They would use their own tools and their own equipment in a lot of cases. And so there are people who want to change that completely about Uber, and I suspect that those people will always be in the minority, because Uber is likely to – I think Uber is sort of the business model they have is likely to encourage the entrepreneurial types, the kind of people who want the idea of getting away from a job, the kind of people people who value the idea of being able to set their own hours and to sculpt their own working world in that way. That's the kind of person that's going to be attracted to a job like that. But, of course, there's going to be a very small minority who are talking about how it ought to be completely different, and I don't think they're going to get any traction. Eric, thanks for the call tonight, but time will tell, I suppose, and we'll let you know if we hear something else.
Yeah, I can see why people are upset. Sometimes you make less than minimum wage doing Uber.
Sometimes you make more.
Sometimes you make more. And it can, you know, it's frustrating being your own boss and taking care of your own insurance.
You've got to clean your own car out.
Yeah, all these things. There's no doubt about it. And I don't think anybody's getting rich doing Uber. But at the same time, you're deciding when you want to work and when you don't.
That's worth a lot. I mean, for a lot of people, to be able to set your own hours, that's a huge benefit.
For a lot of people, having a job is a big deal now. And, you know, if you can work out with somebody to give them rides and get money for it, that beats the alternative.
Yeah, and with Uber, and I presume Lyft as well, but I know that with Uber, they have the rush pricing or whatever they call it. There's different pricing based on how busy things are. So
right.
If there's a high demand in the Uber client for people to get rides, then the people who are offering rides will be giving more money. Uber will make you agree if you're a passenger during one of these rush times or whatever they call it. There's some other term. I'm not using the right word. But if you're a passenger during one of these times, it confirms with you when you set up for your ride, when you request the ride, it confirms with you, hey, you understand, right, that you're going to get charged twice the normal rates for this ride, and you have to, like, initial that you have read this and you understand that, because there have been some people who've complained saying, well, I thought I was going to get the same rates I normally do, but you charged me three times as much. Well, that's because there were three times the demand in the market, and we needed to raise the price.
And we let you know.
Yeah, and we told you about that. So if you're a driver and you really want to make some money, you get out and you drive during those times, right? Whenever it is that there's a convention in town, or there's a bunch of people taking cabs in one area or something like that, that might be a good time to go out and go to work. And, you know, even if that means getting out of bed in the middle of the night, if you know there's a certain time when there's going to be few drivers on the road and a high demand.
Know?
I don't know. You'd have to be, you know, connected with what's going on around you, right? If you knew that there was like some, let's say one of those, there's like a video game convention called PAX East that happens in Boston, I think, or on the East Coast somewhere. There's another one on the West. There's like 50,000 people that attend a convention that size. You don't think people are taking cabs with that? Yeah, you better believe it. So that might be a good time to do it. Or just maybe a Friday night or a Saturday night in general. But I guess it would also depend on how many drivers are out at that time, too. So if more drivers get on the road, then the price will come down.
And you probably don't even have to get on the road. You can probably just sit at your house and wait for somebody to call for a ride.
Yeah, that's certainly true.
If you're close
enough, downtown.
Well, depending on where you are, if you're in the, you know, you can always wait.
It's an interesting thing, I got to say. And kudos to those people who are making it happen and the folks over at Uber. I don't agree with all their corporate policies, but that's just how it is. 855-450-FREE. That is our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Parenthood. Is it worse than unemployment and divorce, even the death of a partner? That's all coming up on Free Talk Live. Hours 3 is on.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Geico applauds your inner rogue name.
A slow clap goes out to your biker alter ego. You might be mild-mannered Michael in the office, the guy known for raising his hand in meetings, but out on the open road, it's Motor Mike. Geico supports you and your bike, Motor Mike, because beyond cars, Geico insures motorcycles, those glorious room machines. With 24/7 customer service and great rates, the only thing you'll be raising from now on is a heck of a good time. So head out on the highway and make that road yours, Mike. Make it yours.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life.
At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.